Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin praised allied countries for the ever larger arsenal of lethal weapons they're sending to Ukraine. He singled out Germany for announcing it would send 50 Gepard Cheetah anti-aircraft tanks. It's the first German delivery of such heavy weapons. The German defense minister announced the move in remarks translated by Al Jazeera in English.
We decided on Monday to support Ukraine with Gepard anti-aircraft systems, which is exactly what Ukraine needs right now to secure its airspace from the ground. This has become clear again today.
Austin said Canada would send more armored vehicles and Britain would provide additional anti-aircraft capabilities. In potentially provocative comments, the British Armed Forces Minister also said his country would back Ukraine using British-supplied weapons to strike Russia. Russia warned Britain of an unspecified proportional response if it helped Ukraine attack targets in Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also cautioned that if the Western flow of weapons continues, the talks aimed at ending the fighting will not produce any results. A day earlier, Lavrov also warned against provoking World War III and said the threat of a nuclear conflict should not be underestimated. A Danish reporter asked Defense Secretary Austin about those comments.
Are you not afraid that the conflict will somehow spin out of control and we will have this nuclear confrontation?
Any bluster about the use of nuclear, possibility of use of nuclear weapons is very dangerous and unhelpful. Nobody wants to see a nuclear war. Nobody can win that.
But Austin still doubled down on his remarks about the Ukraine invasion weakening Russia. He said the 62-day Russian war has degraded Russian military capabilities, and that's a good thing.
Russia has, in terms of its land forces, their land forces have been attrited in a very significant way. Casualties are pretty substantial. They've lost a lot of equipment. They've used a lot of precision guided munitions. They've lost a major surface combatant. And so they are, in fact, in terms of military capability, weaker than when it started. And so we would like to make sure, again, that they don't have the same type of capability to bully their neighbors that we saw at the outset of this conflict.
At a Senate Foreign Relations Committee meeting, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the visit he and Austin had with Ukraine's president in Kyiv on Sunday left an indelible impression. He said he believes Ukraine will be successful in turning back the Russian invasion.
On the terms that President Putin himself set, Ukraine has already succeeded and Russia has failed. The terms that Putin set was to eliminate the sovereignty and independence of Ukraine and to subsume it back into Russia. I can state with confidence that that has failed and that will fail. I do not see a scenario by which that happens.
There was nearly unanimous support for Biden administration policy among senators at the hearing. Democratic Committee Chair Bob Menendez, whom progressives have long called a hawk on foreign policy, spoke in blunt terms about Russian President Putin as he posed a question to Blinken.
Keeping our allies engaged with us in putting the sanctions pressure on Russia and continuing an all-out effort to try to tighten the noose around Putin's neck. Is it your sense at this point in time that we'll be able to keep the allies on board in the longer term?
I believe so, yes.
Republican Rand Paul was a dissenting voice on the committee. He noted that Ukrainian President Zelensky has himself raised the possibility of guaranteeing a militarily neutral Ukraine as a negotiating position to end the war. Paul wondered if the drumbeat on Ukraine joining NATO hadn't pushed Russia to invade.
There could have been voices before this invasion, instead of agitating for something that we knew our adversary absolutely hated and said was a red line as recently as last September, before you signed the agreement, once again agitating for NATO, Russia said that it was a red line. Now, there is no justification for the invasion. I'm not saying that. But there are reasons for the invasion, and I think it's added nothing. In fact, had Ukraine been in NATO, as you've advocated for and many others have advocated for, we would now have troops in Ukraine. Had they been or are they to become part of NATO, that means U.S. soldiers will be fighting in Ukraine, and that's something I very much oppose.
Peace groups, meantime, are warning that the Ukraine conflict has increased the threat of nuclear war, calling the threat very urgent and very real. The groups Pax Christi and the Nobel Peace Prize-winning International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons are urging all nations to sign a treaty banning nuclear weapons altogether. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.